And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning, dear listeners, wherever you find yourself. This is your edition of The Brand Conversation here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And since it's a Friday, guys, with all the lovely weather, and once again, I will not stray into any weather talks. Don't worry, it's a lovely Friday. Let's isolate it right there. But for today's discussion, we've got a very interesting take, especially with my two on-air or on the phone line guests that will be participating in our discussion for today. And it'll actually be the second part, though it'll be framed within the marketing branding scope of things, but it'll actually linking back in towards my business and economic zone take with the importance of civil societies in a broader economy. However, for today is taking a look at the importance of making use of an exhibition, marketing events, or civil society for that matter. And on the air, I'd like to welcome my two guests, that being Madam Carola Engelbrecht, as well as also Mr. Bradley Chongarero, both of whom were part and parcel of said event for the past 2 days. Bradley, Carola, welcome. Thank you for joining me on the air. How are you?
Thank you, Dwight, and thank you so much for your initiative to contact us. I just want to explain, I am the coordinator of the Civil Society Information Center, mm-hmm. and Bradley is the communications officer.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Now, Carola, Bradley, if we start from obviously our foundational point, our starting point for our discussion, taking a look at the event of the past 2 days, if I can just identify it for the listeners, it being known as the Civil Society Exhibition and Networking Event. If you can explain, was this the first of its kind, as well as also, you know, what was the motivation behind it?
Yeah, first of all, it is part of our constitution. The Civil Society Information Center has established itself as a voluntary association. Mm. And of course, we have a constitution, and one of the objectives of the Civil Society Information Center, or Civic Plus 264, was to provide a platform for civil society. But that in the constitution, it says an indaba. That means having conversations around issues pertaining to civil society organizations or civic organizations. Mm. But this time around, we decided, okay, let's make an exhibition, an expo, and a networking, because that was our very, very first huge event. And we thought, after COVID and everything, let us just have a festival sort of civil society organizations. And they came out really in full blast and color, brought from far away their wonderful banners and display material. It was a beautiful picture, I think people can agree seeing on social media, the photographs, and also the live streaming and so on. It exceeded our expectations, really.
Exactly.
Bradley can add his impressions.
I think, if you speak in terms of the importance of the exhibition, I think even from the feedback that we've received from exhibiting CSOs, it was also really good for them to interact amongst themselves as civil society organizations.
Mm.
Actually, Ms. Engelbrecht and I have been, over the last 12 months, we've been going to different regions. I think we've been to about 5 regions now, and we've engaged CSOs in different towns all the way from the south to the coast to the north. And it was really good to have some of these representatives from all these different towns present all together, to actually even understand, okay, maybe civil society organizations, this is how they're going about their business in Swakop, or this is how it's going on in Jakarta. So I think it's that interaction is also very important for civil society organizations.
Exactly. Now, just in terms of, from the both of you, in terms of, obviously, for me, as someone in the media, it's the first time I've seen something of this magnitude, especially for civil society organizations. But for the ordinary person, has there been any other occurrences or instances where this kind of exhibition, expo, networking event have taken place? or was this the first of its kind going ahead?
Yeah, I think civil society had really, organizations had sort of drifted apart from each other, especially since the offices of NANGOF closed in 2016. And that is why also one of the reasons why Civic Plus 264 was established, to fill sort of a gap, although we are not an umbrella body, but we would wanted to just at least for civil society to have a common place, you know, virtually, that where CSOs can come together and get information and also get the information from what's happening in government, which affects civil society. And then we, you know, there was a feeling amongst civil society organizations generally, especially about, you know, the more established ones, to say, you know, we need to have something where civil society physically comes together. And the first one was the World NGO Day, which is in February, and we celebrated it in Windhoek for the first ever time. In March, and that one also was, if we can get funding for it, it will be repeated. So this would be at the beginning of the year, and then ours was in October. We might pull it a bit more earlier than October. We will see next year how the general social calendar looks like, where it would be the best. But yeah, that was the idea. So the first one was the World NGO Day, which was the idea of Mr. Ronnie Dempers and the Namibia Development Trust, and all of us were contributing. And then this one was the first ever one of Civic Plus 264, which was also on a much bigger scale. And we did have more funding as for, you know, when we were doing the World NGO Day. So yeah, this one was really, it was really very, very well done.
I mean, we also, even if you just look at the amount of civil society organization that came out just to exhibit what they do, we had just over 30 organizations present there from different sectors. This includes, what did we have? We had from Infant Health, Society for Family Health, Legal Assistance Center. We even had, what was it? Chess Academy.
Exactly. They were playing chess.
So it was, I mean, it was really good, and you could really, I think the organizations that really did come out and, you know, exhibit and showcase the organizations, you could see the level of professionalism. You see professionalism that they had, you know, they had all of the material, the banners, they were ready to engaged with not only other CSOs, but also other people that came in as well. So I think overall, it was a good starting point. And we're also looking forward to seeing what's going to happen again with the next one.
And also, you know, the IPDR was there in full colors, and also Namibia Media Trust, and also, you know, NANASO. And even people from SUMEP, from the TCCC, we had people there from Young Africa, from Ochimarongo.
Exactly.
We even had an organization from the Zambezi, from Katima, you know. That was a good, a wonderful sacrifice for them to come so far. Quite amazing. And also the side events, of course, the one that you were also there.
Was
a good thing, and came a little bit closer to the original idea of Civic, that it should be kind of an Indaba also. So there was a lot of information coming on certain topics there, and people had time to engage and so on.
Exactly. Now, for the both of you, in terms of, I know in terms of there's also someone, more people involved in terms of the whole organization of, just for example, this specific exhibition and networking event. But if we now look at it in terms of a comparison, in terms of, you know, was there a general feeling between civil society and the various stakeholders that in some part, you know, marketing or branding needs to be leveraged in order to assist in getting the message that civil society is still needed, civil society still exists? Was there such a motivation in the in the initial idea for this specific event, or was it more like, let's leverage the same mechanism that you would find the private sector using a lot, or even the public sector with the private sector in some cases, to showcase the companies, the products, the services, the initiatives? And it's just the same thing that civil society also went like, okay, let's also do the same scenario. Or was there any kind of, you know, seeing into that, looking into that, sort of like planning mechanism from that point?
The main issue was that we had to do it according to our objectives.
Mm.
Number one, it was there. We promised this to civil society, and we had to adhere to our own promises.
Mm.
The other thing was just that we didn't think because others are doing it, we are going to do it. We just thought it hasn't happened ever. Everybody is a little bit depressed.
Yeah.
Because of the COVID situation, everybody is a bit depressed because the funding for civil society activities is no more so strong. And we just thought, you know, let us all see each other and see what we are doing, come together, celebrate together, network together, chat together, eat together. So that was actually the whole idea.
Exactly.
And also the side events were a little bit influenced by what is the current affairs.
Mm.
We had one side event to actually showcase our Civic Plus 264 services, which are for free, how people can get onto our database that they are listed for free on our website.
Mm.
The other one was an engagement with the National Planning Commission, which went very well, very quickly, because they are constantly wanting to civil society's input and feedback on certain issues and programs and so on. We said, can you please come and explain what is the Development Partners Forum?
Mm.
Can you please come and explain what is Agenda 2063?
Yeah.
And how are we supposed to contribute as a civil society?
Yeah.
And what are the actual benefits of these two platforms or mechanisms for, you know, the benefit to Namibia? What is happening there?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and then, of course, corruption with all this fish rot thing going on.
Mm.
Where Graham Hopwood was brilliant, and he has never been that frank and brave and courageous in really speaking his mind.
Mm.
And it was really good. And then the fourth issue was the current review of a policy from government intending to partner with civil society, which comes from 2005, and we rejected it ever since.
Mm.
So 17 years after, the government is trying to remake it or look at it again, and we needed to hear how far is this process and so on, to know also what is in it.
And that sounds very interesting. And then in terms of any of the, well, if we have to look at it for the value of civil society, the notion in terms of that, since a lot of the representatives from most of those organizations, I mean, I even saw the Cheetah Conservation Fund there, which gave it a good balance in terms of climate and nature conservation on one end, up until, you know, the rights of everyone, and even looking at transparency all across the board. The future for civil society, guys, and I know I'm going to ask you guys to play a bit of a weatherman, weatherwoman role, but the importance of civil society, and I now want you to get a little bit, you know, in tune, in touch with our listeners. How vital has civil society been in the context of a country? Just to share a little bit in a nutshell, if you can.
Well, I think that civil society is still very vibrant, but we are not together.
Yeah.
Everybody is fighting in its own corner, and that's why the Action Coalition came together, you know, covering a variety of sectors, but that is focusing on transparency, accountability, freedom of expression, and so on, and whistleblowing and these kinds of things.
Mm.
But we have seen a lot of activism from the LGBTIQ sector. They have also formed some umbrella body.
Mm.
And they were not so much represented yesterday, though. So, yeah, we will have to see how we can get people more together, and that can be then the focus next year. This year it was just having an exhibition and showcasing civil society, which will always be the case.
Mm.
But next year we might have some other additional ones. But the main idea is also, since we are talking on the brand conversation, is that we wanted to give all the civil society organizations that were represented there the opportunity to brand themselves, to market themselves.
Mm.
And there's still a lot to be done. Many don't understand this properly.
Mm.
So we were talking about, just in the plenary, also about what is the best way, how to market yourself and how to make yourself accessible to the outside world and to government and to development partners, so that they are taken seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then in terms of, before we end off, because we only have like 7 minutes left for our discussion, or before we hit 12:30, I wanted to indicate, or just to allow you to get the opportunity also to indicate any last words with regards to the planning, especially having to leverage so much technology to get the message out there. What were, if you can share perhaps the challenges, I don't know, I'm also just reaching there. But what were some of those coordination elements to get the message out there, to leverage social media, i.e. that some of the broadcasts were on social media? How does that help the message of civil society go above, beyond, reach everyone as far as possible?
Okay. So I think, just to maybe deal with that, earlier on you mentioned that, you know, there was kind of like a whole team that worked on this. The thing is, if you look at our office, actually, the Civil Society Information Center, it's Engelbrecht and it's myself.
Mm.
And I'm basically here on a part-time basis.
Mm.
So, like, I mean, in terms of planning things of this magnitude, you're quite very stretched.
Yeah.
Luckily, with this, we had the support from the Hans Seidel Foundation, which is actually our co-founder.
Mm.
And also, just a week before the event, we're able to get in the movement. But I think, other than that, in terms of getting the message out there, I think Ms. Engelbrecht is actually very resourceful, because I was actually initially away when the initial notice went out.
Mm.
So it went across, you know, several WhatsApp groups that really helped, some of the other networks as well, but we really try to use social media as well.
Yeah.
So that's through just normal web. We used Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Mm.
Anyone that's tuned in currently listening, you're also welcome to follow us on those platforms.
Mm.
And also, please just check out our YouTube channel in the time being, because we'll upload some of the videos from the event on there as well.
Mm.
Currently on Facebook. So the main approach was through WhatsApp, calling people, liaising with them. That was mainly through Ms. Engelbrecht. And just to complement that, that was through social media, not even any paid ads or anything, just normal uploads. Do you want to add?
Yeah, that was actually, when we walked into the exhibition area, I mean, it exploded in front of my eyes. I thought, wow, the little resources we had, the response was overwhelming, and the people did so much, went to so much trouble to make their stand look out. I mean, I'm glad that you mentioned the cheetah conservation. Really, they had an eye-catching display, and the Namibia Media Trust has their own ongoing little studio there with the TV screen and streaming their marketing videos. But we also did it on the big screen, and we also went out on Facebook to all the corners, where we also played those promotional videos from the organizations that had actually provided us with them.
Mm.
And that was an eye-opener to the others who haven't done something like that.
Mm.
So they were very happy. They said they learned a lot from each other, you know. But also, one of them said, you know, when they wanted to work in civil society, they thought there's a manual on how to do this thing, and they entered the sector and they said there's nothing.
Yeah.
You have to figure it out all by yourself. So we are hoping that these kinds of events will also be educative and for the society, that we become more professional.
Exactly. And since we kept it, you know, very well within that space, I just wanted to ask any last words from either of you before we wrap up our discussion, before I let you go to the rest of your day.
Okay, just want to say thanks to you, Dwight, for having us on the Brand Conversation. Just a reminder to maybe your listeners to make sure they have a look at our website. There's a whole lot of information of relevance to civil society and the general public, so that's www.civic264.org.na.
Mm.
Also, make sure to follow the social media pages of the Civil Society Information Center and like them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And then also our YouTube channel. The videos from the event will also be coming up on.
Exactly. Yeah. Madam Ingebrigt, anything from your side as well?
Yeah, I just want to really thank you so much for this opportunity and to sort of have a almost a post-mortem over the radio. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
And also that you were there yesterday to see for yourself that you know what we are talking about.
Yes.
And I hope the rest of our communities are accessing the actual recordings of the event so that they know what it was, because it was really awesome. We got people up to Wahana who were watching online, who were following online and sending us congratulatory and compliments. So that was really encouraging. So I want to say thank you to the entire civil society community in Namibia, to say thank you for your support. Thank you for your enthusiasm, and thank you for those who came to the exhibits from outside Windhoek for all your trouble. It was awesome.
Thank you very much. And once again, thank you to you, Madam Ingebrigt, Mr. Chongarero. Thank you once again for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners. Thank you once again.
Thank you, and a nice weekend to everybody.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Now, on that note, it does actually lead us into our first ad break for today's The Brand Conversation. After the break, we'll be coming back and heading into the analysis, just in terms of how this assists, especially for civil society, what they can leverage from making use of something like an expo, an exhibition, or even a trade fair platform for that matter. After the break, we'll be right back.
Drakuru ke gesik a nak twa tum amtisa wa ko e twa 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 ka khundra ta jugisu dwara wa ko te ke gu khasi. Kamu tua kau uk ating gasing ke gesik agau sen, ekam kag abat kau kuwa aku habagem kau uk ausen. Kuwa gesik a kuwa community ga kemuese. Mutua boma am judore ke community kaya di gua muke kain kuwa muga. Gesik a wak a kuwa state ga tawa muese kuga. Kuara jama am ti ke okra cau kerwa. Ake kuara ke traditional authority aku gesik a board. Anga bo akanku oko gesi kwa adra taktola msika kai wa kai hito ma mtike gesi akuru ek kai wa no fa ka wa 2022 ba ministra wa kankum tari du oko akuru wa khwata mo kusin ka wa ju gesi ni kha ndra ke gesi kha ake ta ka kwara ministri ka kamakal prit ka kwa ma mtike dra kuru kama gechi sin ka e kek kwesi kawa gesik a ek ek no faith ka wa 2022 kwara jwa ehia kurudra kwara ake tsa kawa gesik aga jwa ho tiket au ka tika tsa ma amti ya tsa ake marin ka wa 4000 ofa wa dorongo ke kurin ge ke tsin ka e tsama ke ka yitwa ya kharedra tsama ke ponti ke ausari ki khabya tsa ati ke mari kwang wa 5 ta ke tsa mose ka drani khangu Stick Rika wa Huang U Gesik a ke traditional kausin, I gagek a kakukwe, ke nukaru oko nudure. Taswe drake gesik a waka ehiang uiju, ka oko gumi, harasin. Drai ka mamti wa iwe community a kaus nga gaba gesi, ke kati nona ke gu, ngu oko ka umtiasin. Ministri agre juwes o ka nga tingasin, oko gaba sika wa kaga, kama ke tekaise system ka uang uiloga. Community also has a class of the Drakuruga, Kakama Mtike Traditional Authority. Jessica of Ministry Kantor Tumsike Koe Agia. Lokawak Aga Gatuwe Kakama Mtike Dra, Huang Tuan E. Nasi, Kamake Jessica Board. Kuru Drake Jessica, Kwaraketa, Kama Mtike Akuru Oko Huang Uke Program Kae, Jessica Nundre Dausit Hautike, Hana Wa Republika Wa Namibia, European Union, Oko German Cooperation Ke German Development Bank. Ke chikte samsi ngam khui ke ministry public relation office ke number kaya khama 06 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunovaungure ova buike, ova nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Time to get fired up for the first ever Real Good Braai Championship. Real Good Chicken is on the hunt for the first for the best chicken kapana braaier in Namibia. If you braai for a living, you could win a branded and full kitted out business starter container as well as poultry stock for half a year. All you need to do is buy a Real Good Chicken kapana half bird box and SMS champion plus your town name to 2442 to enter. Real Good Chicken, a proud product of Namib Poultry Industries. Now, coming back from our extended break right there, and in terms of the first half of today's program, yes, guys, I did tell you, you know, it would be a little bit more interactive, a little bit more get extracting some information from the relevant industry operatives, even though it comes from the sector of the civil society. Now, understand, guys, the importance of using an expo, a trade show, these kinds of platforms, or actually using it to your benefit, i.e. you use the same mechanism that traditionally you would find in more market-related functions, for example, where businesses can try and meet customers, consumers directly, through direct extensions, i.e. a representation in the form of a stall, in the form of a kiosk, whatever you call it, for the greater public to come, interact, ask questions, talk a little bit, you know, see what the sounds, the elements within the exhibition trade show look like. And as I mentioned, guys, it was pretty impressive with the scenario of the past 2 days, even though I just went on the Thursday. Because it was interesting to see, you know, what is this all about? The key question is, civil society doing a exhibition or a networking event? Look, networking in its entirety does exist wherever you go. It does. But in the form of like a trade show or like a mini expo, you know, because the venue, obviously, we've got to understand, it does provide for such a close, very interactive scenario platform, and you saw the various the various organizations that pitched up, that participated. Now, ultimately, just providing with some background information with regards to the benefits of making use of these kinds of events. Now, let's understand the role of business events can be a useful tool as a part of your marketing mix. So identifying that specific truth, that little bit of truth right there, obviously does play a favor. It does play in the favor of the civil society organizations that participated in the event of this exhibition, because i.e. there were some that I personally did not know existed. Some that I actually thought were not, you know, if civil society had this umbrella terminology, I didn't know that they were part of the civil society group. But if you saw in terms of the identification on it, and I have the invite in front of me, it indicates civil society organizations are NPOs, non-profit, faith-based organizations, community-based organizations, and non-governmental organizations. So you've got a cluster of anything that can impact or has contact with the community on the ground. Any of those organizations that are not for profit, that are not for gain, that are not privately owned in a sense, and that has a more humanitarian approach to them, or even if it's to the environment, an environmental approach to them, they can participate. Now, it's key to indicate here, guys, that ultimately it helps a public in some parts that did not know the terminology of civil society actually encompassed, what it actually had within. I did see some organizations, for example, that fell within the faith-based one. I spoke a little bit there, interacted with the representatives from that specific organization. Another one, as mentioned in my Business and Economic Zone discussion of last night, also had a nutrition. Actually, there were two nutrition, or sort of like feeding, based upon, you know, the act of human nutrition. There were two organizations there. There were one or two also with regards to health. I mentioned health already as last night. And you had media on the one side. And then you had the other kinds of NPOs, NGOs that have to do with governance, combating the prevalence of corruption in society, those kinds of things, legislation, information, or access to information for the greater public. And you start seeing, wow. So when you look at the broad picture, there's so many categories for civil society organizations to be placed under. Obviously, all of them have an educational function to them. All of them aim to sensitize and provide education in their own field of experience or field of expertise. Ultimately, also, all of them have their specific zone and sometimes also a geographical part to operate within. As mentioned, from the two participants from Civil Society Information Center Namibia, they both indicated that they had participants come as far as Katima. They had viewers, and this is now getting into the communication part of this kind of platform for exhibitions, trade shows, and the likes, is that leveraging social media allows you to have viewers that are interested, or an audience that is interested, from as far as Wahanas in the south. Now, if you don't know, you know, the geography of Wahanas, it's a remote area in terms of like a village scenario. And ultimately, if you think about it, sometimes you would not expect to have viewers or participants on social media platforms, i.e., especially from remote areas, because in most cases, if a marketer thinks about it, a marketer looks at targeting the most metropolitan areas wherever you find yourself around the world. You try to target the most metropolitan areas. Now, it's key to indicate here, guys, that especially with these kinds of platforms. A trade show, an exhibition, and other events are excellent ways in which to showcase a product or services, which all of these organizations did. They did it very well. Information plan, pamphlets, business cards were on hand, talking about their representatives were eager to talk about the role of their organization in the community where they operate within. In some cases, it's also about increasing the awareness, especially of your organization. Here it says business, but you can swap business with organization. Because ultimately, a trade show is not just about for the private sector, nor for private sector / public sector operatives. For example, like the mining expo that I also attended last month in September. It was not just in such a scenario. And in the mining sector, you did have state and private sector companies showcasing their products, services to the targeted audience that came there. Remember, wherever you find these kinds of scenarios, it is a question of attracting an audience or making contact with an audience. Imagine for those of us, taking a look, especially with the latest terminology coming from the school of branding, the word activation is always used a lot, especially what they would say activation events or activations that you would find. Now, a trade show, an exhibition, is a major or a bigger scaled activation event, i.e. it attracts crowds, it will attract the public, and if there's enough or a healthy presence in terms of the awareness campaign prior to the event taking place or kicking off, you will also see a healthy amount of visitors coming through. Now, here's the thing. The awareness creation scenario is what both Madam Engelbrecht and Mr. John Guerrero indicated there in terms of when they communicated it, the interest was high. Even when they indicated that there will be some form of digital presence to bring the experience from there to people wherever you find yourself. Now, said leverage of communication mediums helps you to generate the impact of what the aim of the event is, not just to the physical visitors, as well as also the participants, but also to an audience that takes place outside, or an audience that is actually far more detached, i.e. they have to watch it through a medium. Now, you would have known, yesterday I ended on the brand equity discussion.
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression, and stress. So listen to your heart. Exercise, watch your weight, and avoid tobacco. Call NHP on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Hello Namibia, indirapa manate muyuni walelape. Lelape onkara ompu wama futiro nokwethisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokata vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuma mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko Lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka Imba nenge hoka ka Lelape nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Gashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe gokawahara utseifere oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza warapo dorandatu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelapei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelapei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa
Eto turako oshimariwa to uvitha shoka topurwa uvithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omothemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurongitha ehangano nenge ovenda ini. O Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shampa watumo etumaraka joe, otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pei nenge ko The Villager. Una ishe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndisi, tudengera nena kono rahe tatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahe tatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela pei, imo nena, nena. Tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
And coming back from our extended break right there, well, let's just recap where we left off until we reach the top of the hour at 1. So, the leveraging especially of the social media platforms does help in getting the message of events out there. It does. It really does. Here at Eagle FM, obviously, we leverage it a lot in terms of making use, especially of these in-depth discussions that we host regularly, as well as also most of the programming that we have. Ultimately, in the, well, if you have to look at it in terms of using social media in conjunction with traditional media, i.e. in the sense of what we're doing here and with radio, it does leverage and help in order to garner audiences and also to attract audiences to various platforms. So, with a trade show, ultimately, you can also keep audiences in tune. You see, as mentioned, as indicated as well, that a whole host of people obviously could not attend physically. They could not. It is always based upon if I can make use of this figurative expression that it is a sense of the wish is always that as many people attend as possible. But ultimately, a question is always, you know, what is as many? What is the, if you have to put an amount on it, what does as many people as possible? What does that mean to anyone? So obviously it is a question of that a sufficient level of interest is indicated. This is ultimately a qualitative expression because how do you measure it sometimes? And in some cases, as you also heard when the two participants indicated, you know, that a lot of participants, i.e. from the exhibition, signaled their enjoyment, signaled their appreciation for such a platform. Now, let's also understand, guys, that you can, doesn't matter what it is, you can, doesn't matter what the platform is, you can implement a trade show almost everywhere. The most basic example of a trade show used to be the church bazaar, the high school or primary school bazaars that some of us would have seen in our times, either as pupils of said institutions or as fellow congregants of religious establishments. You would have seen it. That is a trade show. A bazaar is a trade show. Under the word bazaar, which is actually a word that comes from the Middle East, and if you now find yourself going to Turkey, especially, well, with Turkey also rebranding their own name from Turkey, as you and I used to know it, to Turkiye, because you now have to say Turkiye. If you now go to Turkiye, you will actually find the world's largest and oldest bazaar. And a bazaar is actually a market, a marketplace. And a trade show and a bazaar also overlap into the same meaning and understanding. It is also the understanding with regards to the modern day mall, shopping mall. Because a shopping mall has all these businesses clustered into one entity, and it does feature and feel like a bazaar. It does feel like and also showcase some kind of a trade show element. But with trade shows, usually you have, you know, something fancy happening. And obviously now, if you see the similarities that I'm indicating to you by drawing the threads, you can see the value that they bring to each and every participant, i.e. the participants usually in a mall are who? You've got the consumers, the people that walk through the mall, and you've got the businesses that own the storefronts. At a trade show, you've got the audience or the public walking through the trade show. Sometimes you would have to buy a ticket to gain access into the premises of where the trade show is being hosted. And based upon that, obviously, the organizers would be able to know how many people came through, how many tickets were sold, and these are just entrance tickets or entry tickets. It's almost like immigration statistics. How many people bought a ticket at the gate? We printed, let's for example say 100,000 tickets. So we're expecting to sell 100,000 tickets. And for example, if you say that you had to print extra in order to gauge oversupply of demand or a surplus of demand, then obviously you see that as being a very, very successful event itself. Now, seeing such scenarios, obviously, as you heard, these are, as civil society themselves are, trying to leverage the same kind of platforms. You heard that earlier this year there was another one hosted in March to celebrate especially the designated day in the international calendar for civil society organizations, which does help to bring more awareness of the actions, the practices of civil societies to an audience, to a greater public. But we've also got to understand, in the same space, they actually also provide very good information. They do. They do. Now, heading into the last 5 minutes of today's program, it's key just for me to run down some of the important facts in terms of the benefits if you participate in such platforms, that you have the opportunity, besides showcasing products and services, besides increasing awareness of your organization, you also have the opportunity to launch new products and services. You also have the opportunity to network with fellow industry members, then also to explore partnership opportunities, and also to see what competitors are offering or will be offering. Then you also get to see why the platform can generate new business leads. And as I mentioned to you guys, business leads are usually one of the key things that helps you to gauge the interest level that is out there, especially from a consumer base. Now, a consumer base generally can come from the public, or it can come from your targeted audience in terms of the communication medium that you're making use of. The next onto that is also that you can see that at the specific platform, you can attract and convert new customers. New customers. Now, this can also be in the same scenario for civil society, the broader public, targeted audience, or, you know, being converted to participate in the functions that these organizations provide and what they add. Now, I'm not going to stray into the value proposal functions, obviously. Each organization, for example, like what the civil society organizations had there, each one provided their own value proposal function. Meaning, you know, what is the value proposal that each of them offer to an audience, that each of them are in charge of, for example. You see, guys, the philosophy of marketing, you can see it permeate through almost everything. Even through state, even through civil society organizations themselves, because you can see that there is a message that has to be communicated. That there is a message in order to either inform or to generate awareness of. these key messages help in terms of gauging and getting to the most important parts that impact either a public, either a community, or the audience itself. Now, lastly also, depending on what you as an organization want to achieve, sometimes in terms of, from what I saw from the civil society also, is that there was a lot of them had set up a stand and a booth and operated as an exhibitor. Because each one had, well, let's understand it like this. In the role or in the realm of civil society, there's, if you think about it in pure business terms, there is almost no sense or presence of private sector competition. In civil society, you can find it somewhere, but in some cases, you find that one civil society organization operates in a different region of Namibia that does the same thing like another organization that just operates in another region of Namibia. I.e., they're not in direct competition with each other because they aim to provide services to the impacted areas where they operate in. I.e., there's no competition. They can be directly or indirectly, but there's no competition because none of them are looking at expansionism or trying to expand their interests and so forth. Ultimately, sometimes it depends. For example, if it's an organization that looks at the Cheetah Conservation Fund, obviously that is geared towards a specific kind of segment of Namibia's natural fauna and flora resources. They operate within that zone. And ultimately, this does speak to a more national approach. Now, in terms of today's program of the Brand Conversation, this does bring us up to the end of this Friday edition. Let us, and let me also share the same goodwill in terms of wishing you the rest of this Friday afternoon. A wonderful Friday afternoon, guys. You can catch me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, where, yes, we will be once again touching base on key discussion points. But on that note, stay tuned for the On The Radar team, who are ready, who are willing, who are close by in terms of providing your daily bulletin products and discussion points. And on that note, let's see each other again. Stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.